Listen, before I get started, I'm going to tape my eighth album tonight here. So I do have to look at these notes. Not that I don't remember the material. I just don't know the fucking order. So I'll just put these here in case I need them. I mean, this is great to do my eighth album here at TIFFS. You know, I mean, how many? This is out of all the clubs that I work in an attic. This is probably my favorite club. This is definitely my favorite club off of 287. It easily is like. There's other clubs off of 287 that I'll work. Not below exit 10. I don't like anything below exit 10 on 287. I won't. You know, I don't mind clubs off of 78, but I don't like Route 80. I don't like the clubs off of Route 80. I'm more of a Parkway comic than a Turnpike comic. I'm not a fan of clubs off of the Turnpike. People ask me to do shows off of Route 23, but it's a bad area, so I won't do anything off of 23. 22, I'll do stuff off of 22, because I grew up in that area and I know that area. But only a stretch of 22 I'll do. I'm going to name every highway in New Jersey that I possibly can. I just got back from, I worked last week in Florida. I'm still dressed like it. I worked last weekend in Sanibel Island, the oldest people I've ever worked to. Then a couple nights later, I worked in Boca to their parents. Listen, I get it. I'm getting old too. We're all getting old. You know what I'm saying? Laugh on time, please. You're throwing me off. And you're up front. Can you show a little emotion? Already, I don't like you. Already. I've been up here less than 2 minutes, and I could tell I don't like you. Are you by yourself?
I am.
It's not because you're black. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not racist at all. People think I am because I have two drinking fountains at my house. But there's no signs above them. Already, this is going to be a good album. If I could just remember my material. When you get to be a certain age, like this couple, the two with the glasses that were in that picture with a pitchfork. Like, sir, you're about 58?
About.
How old?
68.
68. All right. Let himself go. No, he looks good. I would never guess that. But I realized I was old. I called for to get Medicare. Already you feel old. You know, I'm talking to him about Medicare. And I'm going, this is depressing. And then we were going over my prescription plan. And it was like $14 a month. And they said to me, do you want us to take the money out of your Social Security? Now I'm really depressed. And then the lady goes, Do you want us to help you find a plot? Fuck it. It's depressing. Pain, the pain, do you, are you in pain yet, sir? I'm in so much, my shoulder, I have a torn rotator cuff right here, and I got stem cell shot in it, and late at night as I lay in bed, I could hear the little fetus crying. I got a massage last week. I said, be careful, the baby's sleeping. I go to the doctors, the hospital, all the... Okay, recently, like, I go to the bathroom more than normal. You do as you get older. You're agreeing, you know. Right? But one night, this is true, I could not stop going to the bathroom. I'm going, there's something wrong. I kept going. I'm going to the hospital, to the emergency room at Somerset. I go to Somerset, and it was a female doctor, and she did all my vitals, you know, all that, and then she had to check my prostate, you know. And I swear to God, this is no lie, as she's washing her hands, she says, I loved you on Last Comic Standing. I got so mad because I have so many newer credits. And now I'm arguing with her. What are you talking? That was so long ago. As I get older, I don't have a filter. Like, especially as a comic, my goal, whoever I talk to, is to get a laugh. I don't do some, you know, I have to do a 10th step, which you guys don't know, all the time in my life. That's making amends to people that I don't even know. Recently, I was doing an interview. I was working a club, and I was doing the interview for a newspaper or magazine, whatever. And journalists, when they interview comics, they have no clue. They do no research. They're just idiots. The guy says to me, it's always this, were you funny in school? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I go, if I went to school, you think I'd be doing this interview? Okay? No. So, I'm a comic. I just walk on stage, pick up a mic. I've been doing this for many years. You would think I wouldn't be working here. I'm just saying. I mean, So, I just pick up and the guy says to me, he asked me, he goes, what's your show preparation? Like I'm a magic actor. And I said to him, I go, I put marbles in my ass. No follow-up question, nothing. Not like, do you shoot them out to the crowd? Nothing. Like it was a normal thing that I would do. I'm in a Home Depot recently. I have to get a new sink. So I'm sitting with a guy, and he said, what's your sink doing? I go, I think it's fucking my wife. He just stared at me. I go, nothing on that? Nothing? He said, that was vulgar. I go, you're gay. Because no straight guy would ever say that's vulgar. What landed on the back of your neck last night was vulgar. I can't help myself. I was getting... I was getting a heavy box from UPS, the dumb shirts I sell after the show. I need money. Big box, UPS. So I see the truck pull up. I walk down with my dolly. The guy opens the back of the truck and says, "Do you want me to put the box on the dolly?" I'm like, "No, I just walked the dolly around the neighborhood ever since my dog died. Sometimes I'll take it to the park. I'll take it to the park and throw a stick, and it just stands there. I like to strap you to the dolly like Anthony Hopkins in The Silence of the Lambs and push you in front of a FedEx truck." I think if you're under 25, you two should never come to comedy again. You two have the emotions of a tumor. Ugh, I'd rather walk through Lebanon holding a Torah than look at you two stiffs in the front row. Ugh. Ugh. I think if you're under 25, you shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion. It's true. My youngest daughter's 18. At night when she sleeps, I walk into her room and I whisper, "You're fucking stupid. You are one little dumb fuck. I'm not going to lie. Don't ever talk about world issues. Thank God you're beautiful." My 18-year-old, she's stunning. She's very, very pretty. But we raised her that way as a kid, you know. We'd give her one meal a day, and we taught her how to throw up after it. So she could grow up to be skinny and beautiful. Skinny and beautiful. And when she walks on a plane, people don't go, "Please God, don't sit next to me. Please God." Look, we've all done it. First of all, there's nobody in here that's a complete mess, so we could say, you know. You know, if I talked about a drug addict or alcoholic, gambler, you have no problem. You know, one joke about a buffet molester. Wow. Everybody gets like, oh. And everybody in here, here's the deal, we're all guilty. Okay, here's the deal. Say if you had a family member that was a full-blown alcoholic or a drug addict, you would give them an intervention or try to get them in rehab. You would do whatever you could to try to help that person. But I guarantee not one of you has ever slapped a piece of cake out of somebody's hand. Just slapped a piece of cake and said, "Stop." I do it. I'll slap a piece of cake and I pull out a mirror. Tough love. Look at that. Two index cards already. Pretty good. This is on a sadder note I want to talk about. It's a little sadder right now because I haven't heard too much about what's going on with Nancy Guthrie. If you people don't know the story, she's an 84-year-old woman that was kidnapped in Arizona. Her daughter, Samantha Guthrie is on some morning news show, and as I said, she was kidnapped, and she's 84 years old, and the kidnappers originally asked for $5 million. She's 84. $5 million? I mean, if you ask me, it's a little steep. Then, and of course, the daughter does a press conference. You know, it's sad. It's a sad story. I hope it turns out well, but, you know, she's doing, please return my mother. Everybody loves her. All the ladies in the book club love her. Neighbors come over just to hang out with her. They love her. Her grandkids miss her so much. They love her so much. Now the kidnappers are thinking, everybody loves this bitch. $6 million. See, I don't know if it was me. And I did a press conference, I would go, return my mother, or I'm going to hunt you down and kill you. I'm going to kill everybody that signed your yearbook. I'm going to find out your favorite TV show and kill two cast members. I'm going to kill one of my own friends just to prove how bad I'm going to kill you. My wife got kidnapped. First of all, I'd wait a couple of weeks before I responded. I would go, why is it so quiet in the house? Why am I at peace? $5 million, click. Are you nuts? No. We're married 20 years, my wife and I. Relax. We're separated. I'm just practicing. I thought we were going to have sex last night. I thought so. We're laying in bed. I go, look, we've been married 20 years. If you're fucking somebody else, if you're having an affair, just be honest and tell me so I can get hard. We went up to my wife from Canada, Cold Lake, Alberta. It's like right at the edge of the earth. I mean, so we went up there in November, Canadian Thanksgiving. We're not the only ones that stole land from the Indians. I know exactly what land we stole first because I go to those casinos. Are you falling asleep, ma'am? You got to get some sun, baby. Are you part scallop? When he goes to the bathroom, does he hold you up? Are you two married? How long?
Almost
27
years.
Almost 27. So you're like me. You don't kiss. We don't kiss. Ugh. Are you like Latino or something? You're Indian. Fuck Pakistan. I'm on your side. I'll get back to my wife. I got to move back because I forgot to talk about. Miss, are you bored back there? Hold on. Oh, yeah, okay. No, go ahead. I'm doing a narcoleptic convention next week. I can't do this anymore. So done. When I said we were going to raise my daughter to be skinny and beautiful, and we're all screwed up in life. We really are. You know, a lot of comics don't like to work a club where you could hear the hinges on the door. I love it. I love... If I can hear a door opening and closing, I won't work the club. Oil can. My mouth. No, listen. We're all screwed up in life. I'm screwed up. We're all, you know, there's something wrong with everybody. You know, I'm obsessive compulsive, addicted to instant gratification. Like, here's an example. I put a bird feeder right outside my kitchen window. So in the morning when I drink coffee, I look and watch the birds feed. And it's very, very relaxing. I now have 7 bird feeders in my backyard. I want all the birds in Hillsboro at my house. I'm Alfred Hitchcock. So we're all screwed up. And, you know, and even here's the deal. I was flying home recently. I was working the MGM in Las Vegas. Obviously, not as nice as this. And the guy sitting next to me was a two-seater. He was a two-seater. Nice guy, had technique to get in, you know, came in and, like, did some kind of turn and shimmy. Boom. And he sat down and, nice guy. We talked. But I fell asleep on the window and I woke up and part of his neck oozed onto my shoulder, you know. And I'm not going to pick his neck. I won't even hold my wife's hand. More or less put a stranger's neck back in his neck. So I say, can you please put your meals down and get your neck? He goes, how do you know it's my neck? Well, when you sat next to me, it looked like a package of hot dog rolls. And now there's one missing. And it's on my neck. Look, we're all screwed up. I was doing a show recently, and this guy after the show says, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, of course. And then I looked, and it was said he had like 2/3 of an arm, you know, some type of accident. He had a little nub there. Which I think, and I don't know, but I think if you have a nub, you should have to cover it. You know what I mean? You know, put a glove on it, something. Nobody wants to see that. nobody, listen. Just good person. We go to take the picture, and he goes on the nub side, and it's it's hitting me in the head and the neck. It's like my neck is being attacked by an elephant dick, right? I don't want to be rude. I said, can you go on the other side, please, and put your good arm around me and just let your nub dangle. You know, let it dangle. If we're in a pool hall and we need a bridge, if we need a bridge, hey, no, come here and flop that bad boy on the table. Back to my wife. As I was saying, my wife is from, it's a true story. My stomach's growling. But yet not as loud as the hinges on that door. Cold Lake, Alberta. So we went up there Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, like I said. We fly into Edmonton, and then it's like a four-hour drive to Cold Lake. And as we're driving up, I guess about 2.5 hours in, 3 hours in, we stop at this like gas station, convenience store, diner. It has everything in there. And we're in this store, and I bought a bag of turkey jerky, because I don't eat red meat. And this is truly the best turkey jerky I've ever had. It was so good. And I only bought one bag, and I get back home, and I can't find it online anywhere. So I go, oh, well, whatever. What am I going to do? Anyhow, 2 weeks ago, my wife gets a call from her sister and says, you have to be in Cold Lake by tomorrow. Dad's going to pass away within a day. He was old and sick. So she booked a flight in a rental car, and she flies in. And I called her. I go, how was your flight? You know, did you get a rental car? She goes, yeah. I go, hey, look, are you are you going by that gas station? I go, if you stop, you know. Then I felt kind of bad, and I text her, and she goes, oh, no problem. So then she calls me, and she goes, I've been in here for 15 minutes. I can't find it anywhere. I go, oh, don't worry about it. She drives to Cold Lake. 5 minutes too late, her dad passed. But it's really good turkey jerky. Kids, my youngest, got kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
Two. Boys, girls?
One girl, one boy.
One girl, one boy. One of each, yeah. Which one do you favor? Depends on the day. How old?
One is 21, 18.
And you're Indian, and you're white? You're not Indian, are you? You're Indian, too? Oh, you're from, like, the southern part of India?
Northern.
Oh, sorry, I... I always mess that up. When I see a lighter-skinned Indian, I always think, but it's northern. Yeah, yeah, right above, yeah. What CVS do you two work at? Enough with pharmacists. Just put the goddamn pills in the jar. Don't tell me anything. My doctor tells me. I don't... Ugh. Here's a... I forgot, I'm not going to tell that story. Yeah, my daughter, my 18-year-old, isn't that weird as I talk about her?
I'm looking at the number 18 on your table, which as a Jew is a lucky number. Maybe not right now. Is it? Tell me if this is too Jewy. I pulled this out here at this club one night. And this is, you know, I'm a Jew. I'm proud. Be proud of what you are. This is true. I pulled this out. And right where you're sitting, this girl says, I'm Palestinian. And she was hot. I said, look, I'd fuck you, but I'd blow your house up after it. My, are you having any fun, miss? You too? I'm so done. My 18-year-old's my favorite. Well, because my older, you know, they're older grandkids. I don't have to worry about them. They're doing fine. But I have to worry about my 18-year-old because, one, she's being brainwashed by her professors, you know. I picked her up at the airport recently, and I was talking to her about different issues in the world, and she's so stupid. I go, I can't talk to you until you're 30. I can't talk to you until you pay a mortgage, and, you know, I can't. But I have to look out for her. Nonstop worry, you know. In June, she was going to her prom in Hillsborough. She was going to her prom. And I sat her down. I've been with my kids. I'm a good parent. Even my ex-wife, who's a great mom, my wife now, a good mom. But I've been with my kids from day one, all my older daughters, my youngest daughter. And I sat her down, and I had a serious talk with her. And I said, look, Raina, there's things in this world that are very sacred, very sacred. I go, God, your family, and your virginity. It's these things are sacred. I go, look, I know you're going to the prom with this guy. You're spending the weekend. I go, he's a guy. He's creepy. He's creepy. Believe me, I'm telling you, I've been through it. Well, I never went to a prom because I quit school, but I said, you're going to, he's going to expect something from you. And I told her, look, you can give him a little titty, just like that. Just a little titty, like little, not hand, just like that. And tell him your dad said it's okay. I'm a good parent. Are you mad at me? Are you leaving? What's that? You have to pee so bad. Why is he running out first? Well, you talk about no trust. That or codependent, I don't know. None of it matters. The world's coming to an end. I'm probably one of the only Jews in this place. I could pick Jews. I'm good. Are you? Look, she just pointed at him. Oh, what are the odds? Here, there's the Jew right there. Is that your wife, sir? Don't trust her. What's that? That's your son. I'm not doing a documentary on your family. What? I just saw your wife point at you. Is there something wrong with your voice? You okay? Are you sick? No? Just your voice is weird? I feel like that clip I saw of the talk show host that started laughing at the people with the fucked up voices. You know what I'm talking about? I've seen it 10 times. What was I saying? Oh, Jews. We get blamed for everything. It's just, we run the country. 3% of us. Yeah. Doesn't say a lot for the other 97%. The Catholic Church owns 144 million acres of property. I mean, they don't mess with Jews because they know we control the weather. Politics and the world, I mean, it's all come down to what color hat you wear almost, you know? What color hat? You wear like a red hat or a blue hat? You wear a red hat, somebody with a blue hat comes from behind you and punches you in the head. You wear a blue hat, somebody with a red hat comes from behind you and tries to talk common sense into you. Look, people in my life, like my friend Bobby, he's out of his mind. He's so right. It's crazy. Good person. We were in New York. We're having lunch. And I had a half a sandwich left. And we're leaving. I go, I'm going to give this to a homeless guy. He's like, oh, the only reason you're doing that is because your wife is so liberal and woke and you're just trying to kiss her ass. And I'm thinking, you know what, you're right. Because before I met my wife, I was lighting homeless people on fire. My wife is she sleeps so far on the left side of the bed. I'm surprised she doesn't fall off. It's crazy how far left she sleeps on the bed. I sleep in the middle, to the right, back to the middle, back to the right, you know. I'll tell you, last fall, though, I felt like I slept on the left side of the bed. Completely, I felt. What happened was this kitten, we have a cat and a dog, and this kitten out of nowhere ends up under our porch. The cutest little kitten on the planet. So cute. And I wanted to find a good home, just not mine. So I took that kitten and a bunch of other homeless kittens and sent them to Martha's Vineyard. And they sent them back. They said, no, we don't want your homeless kittens up here. I mean, every president, I like to, you know, they're all whacked. I don't guarantee it, but I think within a year or something, on top of the Washington Monument, it'll say Trump. No, take Lincoln's head off, put my head up. Biden, he was, they're all fucked up. You know what, I'm sick. I'm so sick of hearing about trans men or men in women's sports. I'm so sick of hearing that. Because my opinion is there shouldn't be women's sports. I mean, I think if a lady does all her chores, she could shoot some hoops in the driveway. See what I'm saying? Why are you shaking your head, ma'am? You don't. How do you know me, miss? You don't seem like my target audience, you two. They don't seem like my target audience. I'm looking around the room. Some people do. Some don't. I guess a lot of people see me on Gutfeld. Or maybe not. Or maybe just nothing else to do in Morris Plains. I could see that. Nothing. Right? I'm just looking at the faces out here. I don't like it. I'm going to start working Route 80 again. In February, I celebrated 40 years sober. 40 years. And the rewards are endless. Look around. All my friends are doing arenas. Arenas. Some attic that looks like a massage parlor behind me. Like, I've been doing comedy so long. I mean, I'm friends with every major comic. Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, Shane Gillis, all of them. They're all my friends, Chris Rock. And I'm scared that they're driving through Morris Plains. They go, hey, let's stop there and eat. And they come upstairs and go, what happened to Voss? We had high hopes for Voss. Someone just say, here, here. 40 years. This is a true, here's two true stories from when I used to get high. This is years ago, like 42 years ago. I was doing a one-nighter in Scranton, Pennsylvania at a Holiday Inn. It was myself and another comic. He was the opener, and I went second. He was probably getting $60. I was probably getting $80. I mean, this is 42 years ago. So we do the show, and we go in the office to get paid. I don't know if it was a manager or owner. He pulls out a gigantic bag of Coke and says, do you want money or Coke? I go, I'll take the Coke. I probably got like $2.5 grand, right? I took the Coke. The other guy took the money. Adam Sandler. Look where he is. And look where I am. Another story. When I first started, when I was active doing drugs back in the day as a comic, and I was probably only doing comedy for like 2 years through active addiction, and I did freebase crack, but I like saying freebase, it sounds more sophisticated, you know. Yo, crack, I did crack. So I was a freebase crack addict, and I used to hang with this comic, Frankie. He was a heroin addict. So I had a car, and back then, if you had a car, you got tons of work, because I would pick up other acts in New York at the Improv on 44th Street, pick them up, and then take them to a gig. Because a lot of acts out of New York or whatever didn't have cars. So I was like, okay, I pick them up, and I would be the host. So Frankie and I are working the same gig. And actually, I remember the gig. It was Captain G's on Route 109, which I won't work 109 anymore. Because it just brings back weird memories. So we're working. We're working Captain G's. So I have to go pick up this act in New York, right? This comic has never been to New York, ever. This is his first time in New York, his first gig. The whitest kid on the planet, okay? This makes you look tan. We pick him up, and we go do the gig. Now I'm supposed to take him back to New York and drop him off. So we're driving back to New York, and I go, hold on, I got to make a stop. And he goes, what? I go, so I go up to Spanish Harlem, 158th Street, where I used to cop crack. And we're pulling up there. It's like mayhem. People chasing people with knives, cops. He goes, what are you doing here? He was scared to death. What are you doing here? I go, my sister lives here. She's not doing well, right? So I go upstairs. He's in the car. I go upstairs, buy, a couple of vials of crack, come downstairs, I might even, I don't know if I smoked any in front of him, but he goes, please drop me off, please. We go, hold on, one more stop. And we go down to the Lower East Side, and Frankie cops heroin, and the kid's a mess. Now we're driving him back, and Frankie's in the back seat shooting heroin in front of this kid. It's fucking a mess. David Spade. I miss oral sex. That's the album. That's 40. That's 47 minutes. That's a pretty good album. I guess I kept it pretty clean. I didn't do oral sex stuff, which I kind of miss. Very powerful. Very powerful for a guy when he performs oral sex. It is. It's very. And plus, lady will have an orgasm and now you're pretty much free for the night. All the pressure's off. There's no pressure anymore. Let's have sex and slow it down. Slow it down. I'll be back. Then at the end you get that little hair in your throat, that little tickle for 30 seconds. Walk around. Mommy, daddy's choking. It's a nice little tickle. My wife won't let me go down on her, but every now and then I go, just pluck a hair and put it on my tongue. I go for the troops. If you say for the troops, they have to do it. Is this uncomfortable material in front of your son? As a kid, you ever walk in on mom and dad? He's got an SS uniform and she's... Is that your wife, son? Is that your wife? Yeah. What, is that a hard question? You're all tatted up, man. You're not Jewish, too, are you? Your dad is. Oh. Stepdad? No. Your mom's Catholic. No. You're adopted. Huh? Look at all those tats, the neck, everything. You didn't know he'd turn out like this, huh? Do you have a job?
Yes.
What do you do when you...
I'm a marketing agency.
A marketing agency? You?
What are your two main products, heroin and cocaine? Nice fucking work, though. You got your next tattoo, everything. Yeah. Don't do your face.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's got up to his whole neck, but no, not the face, not me. No way, I'm a marketer. Do you live up here in Morris Plains?
No, I live in Brazil.
In Brazil. I was in Rio. Holy, geez, look how beautiful. All the girls in Brazil. It's amazing. Huh? What? Now, what website did you meet on?
Actually, it was a dating app.
It was a dating. See, I'm so old. We didn't have those back then. We would just, you know, put something in a girl's drink. I was in Rio. It was this is before I was married. Unbelievable. Oh, fucking, I can't even tell you the shit we did. Me, Patrice, Norton, all our crew, we all went to Brazil. And do you live there now?
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a house for like $14. What part of Brazil? Rio? Yeah, yeah, I know. They're from the north of India. And you're from the south of Brazil, yeah. That's a 15-hour flight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you back for good, or are you going back to Brazil?
Yeah, we're going back in May.
Yeah. Did you come make your delivery? Who do you rather deal with, the Colombians or the Mexicans? The Mexicans are ruthless. Yeah.
Like 6'5".
Yeah. You take jujitsu?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, she does? I like it because it has the word Jew in it. That's my favorite martial art. Jiu-jitsu. We invented jiu-jitsu. That's why we call it Jiu-jitsu. What are the odds that the Jews own a piece of land called the West Bank? Well, we've learned a lot, folks. I can't believe I pulled this off. This is like all new material. I mean, I've worked on this, but, you know, I don't even, tomorrow night I was going to tape tomorrow. I don't need it. This crowd was so good. You know what I like mainly about this crowd? That they're probably going to fucking buy a lot of my T-shirts and posters. When I'm looking at this crowd, I go, this could be a T-shirt poster crowd. Out of all the crowds, like, I mean, I don't have that many of these dumb shirts. And here's what's cool. My dumb posters. Look at this. But this is the cool one. This is when I opened about maybe 6 weeks, 2 months ago for Shane Gillis at Madison Square Garden. And hold on, don't go anywhere. What's that?
There's more?
Did I forget anything? No, I fucking covered everything. Stop. The first five buyers all get one index card for my table. Ugh, I hate myself. Well, listen. Any questions? Just hop back on 287. What time does your ankle bracelet go off? Here's the two names I was going to name this album. It's my eighth album. I was going to call it Eight Is Not Enough. Or I was going to call it Purple Hair Fatties. And have a bunch of girls protesting my show. I think Purple Hair Fatties might alienate a couple people. Like my wife and daughter. Anyhow, you've been here a million times, haven't you? That's how bad my career is. I remember audience members. What's that? You saw me 2 years ago? At Bananas. Yeah, I won't work any more fruit clubs. It's Route 17. I'll handle this. And 21 or 23 or something. All different material than Bananas. All new. Excellent. Good. The fucking Uber driver said excellent. Fucking Indians. Can you guys quit fucking up my lottery numbers? Six, two, eight. 6 3 8. No, 6 2 8, stupid. But play 6 3 8 in case it comes out now. Don't repeat anything else because I don't have a lot of cash. Just shake yes or no. Well, listen. I got to wrap this up. My nose is cold. Is it cold in here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's all. What the fuck? I did my ending about 10 minutes ago. I'm just now I'm holding you guys hostage. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Voss, let him hear it. Hell yeah, you have a good time or what? Hell yeah, thank you guys so much for coming. I had a beautiful time. Give a hand to yourselves as well. You guys are fucking awesome. Fucking awesome crowd. We'll see you again next time. Pay cash, QR code to the front. I'll see you later. Later. Bye-bye.